joining us via telephone is our director, United Way of Jackson County, Ken Toll. Ken, President CEO, is that the official title?
Yeah, that's what they call me. Great to talk to you this morning, Steve.
Always glad to have you on. You always have a plethora of good information for us about what the United Way of Jackson County's got going on. I got to imagine right now you guys are kind of really focused on kind of the food distribution and the stuff like that that you've been doing to deal with the pandemic.
Yeah, it's really been a tough fall for us. Very unusual. We're focused on the pandemic, but we're also focused on our regular campaign because this is the time of year we're out raising money for all the other stuff we try to do. So we're pretty busy right now trying to keep both those balls up in the air.
Well, yeah, and I guess that ends up being my other question that you kind of answered is it difficult to try to do your regular campaign and reach that yearly goal that you guys always set that many of us are so familiar with following with the thermometer trying to fill up.
The thermometer.
Give us a little detail about that. Just kind of remind everybody what you guys are working toward and how that's going.
Absolutely. Yeah, we committed to about $500,000 in grants this coming year to about 25 program partners. And those are some of the old partners we always support, like AWARE, Domestic Violence Shelter, and Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and groups like that. And we also committed to helping a lot of newer grassroots groups because we knew that food insecurity was going to be a problem when we were making the grants last spring. We were doing these grants right when COVID was erupting, and we saw that trend happening. So we made that commitment and are trying to raise the dollars. And it's been tough this year because a lot of workplaces are behind the curve, as you can imagine. It's not a typical year for us to just come in and do a staff meeting and walk out with all those pledge cards. So organizations are trying to figure out how to squeeze it in amongst all the other chaos going on at their workplace. So in a nutshell, our campaign revenues are way behind right now. But a whole lot of companies that said, we're going to do it in December, we're going to do it in January, contact us soon, and we're crossing our fingers that they all come through. Because if they don't, then we're going to have some real shortages. But if they do, we're confident that Jackson will step up once again and do what we always do, which is take care of each other. So it's a little complicated, but the good news, Steve, is that when you give to United Way, you know, we're locally controlled, and our mission is to solve the biggest problems in the community. And so even if we struggle raising enough money for those other program commitments, if people are hungry and homeless in a couple of months because of this pandemic, that will be the priority, and we may have to make some hard adjustments, which won't be good for our nonprofit partners, but we believe our donors want people to be alive first before we can address some of their other social needs, and that may be the choices we're coming down to. So the short answer is give generously, and we can do all these things, but the community is counting on a lot this year, and we know that's a steep challenge for us.
Yeah, I mean, obviously for a lot of nonprofits, the pandemic has really put a damper on a lot of the ways that you normally would raise funds. Have you guys experienced that kind of a setbacks?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we usually have a big Power of the First event that clears about $35,000 a year. That wasn't able to happen. Again, just going into companies and talking to people in person yields much greater donations than trying to do it through a video platform or something. So we're seeing those challenges ourselves, and we're hearing from every single one of our program partners pretty much that they're having challenges too. It's just difficult. Some are doing pretty well. I know Big Brothers Big Sisters just had a successful online auction, and we're really proud of that. But that still doesn't make up all the revenue they've lost over the year, I don't think.
Yeah, and I don't want to dwell on kind of the negatives of the pandemic, because I know you guys are an organization that's kind of working toward positive change constantly. Yeah. So, I mean, have there been some triumphs or anything that you guys are really proud of during the pandemic?
Absolutely. Most nonprofits are still open, which is huge. We were able to make some emergency grants early on, and they got very creative, and some have had to downsize a little, but virtually all of our partners are still going strong, which honestly, given how long this pandemic has been, surprises me. Nonprofits don't have a big profit margin and a big cushion set aside. So when you do lose revenue, it can be pretty destructive. But so far, most of them are hanging in there really tough. I'm proud of that. I'm also proud of the way we've come together to address the problem. You know, we had that JCAN group this spring, which has begun talking again about potentially having to ramp up to this new wave of virus. And we're really proud of the United Way's food distribution. Our last round, last Saturday, we crossed the million-pound mark of food distributed since we started doing this, in April, with a handful of volunteers. So we're really proud that our tiny staff could help supplement food distribution with about $1 million. We also did a study and got a recommendation that we hire somebody to better coordinate food distribution in the community. So we're talking about a way to make that happen. We think a person dedicated to that could bring a lot more food into the community and make it more accessible to all the pantries in town. We're also looking at a massive homelessness solution, which if we pull this off would be huge for Jackson, creating a large facility that could really help folks not only who need emergency shelter, but get folks permanently housed in a stable way that they can maintain well into the future. So there is a lot of positive stuff going on despite the chaos. A whole lot of good brains are working hard to try to figure out how to cut through all the red tape and make some creative solutions that'll make a big difference.
Well, there you go.
That's the great thing about Jackson, right?
Exactly what I wanted to hear. Some good news and some positive for the future that you guys are always working toward goals that seem, I think, you know, you mentioned doing studies. I think you guys at the United Way, in my experience in talking with you specifically, especially, is that your goals are based on information that you guys have gathered. You know, you're not just putting together a random goal because it sounds fun. You guys do research and see where you can make the most difference.
Oh, exactly. You know, we're data driven. We look at all the data, and like I said, our mission is just to solve the community's biggest needs. So my board and my leadership team and I talk all the time about what's the biggest need, what's changed, what is the data telling us. And that's why we started doing the food distribution early on and why we're getting more involved in basic needs now. We know, in fact, that anywhere from 7 to 30 or 40 million households may be homeless before this thing is over. And so we're really working on that homelessness solution now to be more proactive. And that's another great thing about United Way, you know, because we don't have a mission to focus on one particular area. We look at the whole picture. We look at all the data, and we can adapt and flex as things are needed. And that makes our community strong.
Fantastic. So, Ken, what opportunities do you have for people to support the United Way, in whether it's financially or in some other way?
Sure. We definitely need financial help if you're not being asked at your workplace to give. It's a super easy way to do it. Just go online, uwjackson.org, and click the donate button. And there's about a million different ways you can give, from making a pledge that we'll bill you for to putting in your credit card or your checking account number and telling us how often to pull the money. So that's a really easy way. Support your other nonprofits too. If you love another nonprofit and have a soft spot for them and they're still doing good work, give to them as well. There's also great ways to get help. If you go to our website and click on the Get Help button, there's a new tool called the Jackson Care Hub, and you can actually go through about 10 questions. And if you need anything, the Care Hub will refer you directly to an organization. So we're making new ways for folks to get help too. We know a lot of people are accessing help now that didn't need to ever access it before. And if you don't feel comfortable calling 211 and talking to a real person anonymously, you can now do it through the website and get pretty much the same information. So we're trying to make it easier to help folks. And if you want to help us, we really need cash. And we're trying to create some volunteer opportunities that are safe still. So feel free to sign up at our volunteer portal on our website, too. We may give you a call soon and see if you can help deliver some food or work at a benefit somewhere as well.
All good things. You know, I feel like a lot of times there people are in need of help, and there are programs to help, and they just can't get connected to it. So I think the 211, as you mentioned, a great resource, but adding another one at your United Way website is could be beneficial too.
Absolutely. If people have never accessed this stuff before, they don't realize how to get to it, and sometimes it's there just waiting for them. So if you're short on your bills, let us know. Call 211. If you haven't paid your utility bill in a couple months, we have money right now that can help if you qualify. And the requirements have been relaxed a little bit this year. So even if you didn't qualify last year, it's worth trying again. There's often pots of money and pots of assistance out there. And we'll be glad to give you a box of food if that allows you to save your paycheck and pay the water bill down or the utility bill down. We've got food distribution still going all over town. Take advantage of any help you need if you're struggling, because this is America and we help each other. But if you're not struggling, give back because folks need you right now.
Fantastic way to wrap it up, Ken. Thanks for your time this morning.
Great talking to you, Steve. Thank you.
All right. Ken Toll, President, CEO, United Way of Jackson County.